What up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and take our silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and our Audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin on the ones and twos, baby.
Hello, salutations out there. Welcome.
It's a brand new year, DJ Hey Cousin.
It's the new year.
New year, baby.
Do you feel it?
I do. Welcome to chapter 2025, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first podcast of the year.
It's time.
Now, I mentioned to you guys last week in the last podcast of the year that we were going to be doing some rebranding. I have come up with a name, but I'm not ready to release it just yet. I need to go ahead and I got to change the thumbnail to the podcast. And there's a lot of work to be done behind the scenes to get things right. But just know that 2025 is going to be amazing. So if you missed last week's episode, we ended the year 2024 together with some shout outs from you, our listeners. So we read some comments and shared some reviews from Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And apparently DJ Hey Cousin wrote a review himself, which again, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. If you haven't heard, it's actually kind of funny how I found out. It was hilarious. If you haven't heard that episode 2024 wrapped up, go ahead and check it out. So this week, ladies and gents, I got something fun for you guys. I have a script prepared that I used AI to get it going, but then I put a lot of myself into it. I feel like you'll know exactly where I ride with that. Mm-hmm. Also, I have something to share with you guys. I may have gone on a date. So we're going to talk about that.
Ooh. Scandalous.
Scandalous. And a few other things. So it's going to be a fun episode. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review. That will be amazing because, once again, this is the best way to support your favorite podcast, which is clearly us, right?
Like, duh.
Come on.
Duh.
Come on.
We saw the ratings. We saw the charts.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. If you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episode that you're listening to. And this is something that you can do for every podcast that you love if they have that feature turned on. So make sure you're doing that because they love that shit. So let's go ahead and get into it, starting with our POC excellent segment coming up next right here on the formerly known as Professionally Silly Podcast. Happy, happy, happy new year to all of my sexy, sensual listeners.
Mm.
Right?
You sexy, beautiful things out there.
Ooh, ooh. We like to talk dirty to you. So let's go ahead and get into that was random. Let's go ahead and get into this POC excellent segment. I want to go ahead and shout out at Black Wealth Crew Instagram page. So when I came across this guy, I was low-key fucking thrilled. And I'm going to hand my guy, Kenneth Johnson, his flowers. I'm going to read the article here on the Instagram page at Black Wealth Crew. And we're going to find out just what Kenneth Johnson did. So it says here, for years, Black Africans have reportedly created over 100 inventions that influence how we live even today. Yet, one that you might not have heard of is Phase 10, a Rummy-type card game created by Black inventor Ken Johnson. Now, according to the company, Phase 10 is Mattel's second best-selling card game globally behind Uno, which makes sense because it looks similar to Uno when the cards are in color or whatever, but this game is so much fun. So while back, and not even that long, like a few months ago, right? We went to, by the way, shout out to Ethan, one of the fall semester interns from the Birch Show, the big show, for getting me back into Phase 10. I'll have to check the model numbers on the memory of us playing that game. That's an inside joke. If you're listening, Ethan, you were there for that.
Yeah,
DeAndre,
you were
I know you
were
listening.
There.
So anyways, we played that game, Phase 10, that night that we took the interns, two of them, to a haunted house on Lake Lanier. And I believe we talked about that before.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Yeah, we did. I think last year. And that was just one of the games that we played to pass. Actually, no, it was the game that we played to pass time. And Ethan brought it. So By the way, both the interns we took there were black. That wasn't very well thought out.
Well, I mean, thankfully, it wasn't any worst case scenarios when it came to that.
If you are not from the Georgia area, you may not know the lore behind Lake Lanier. Google it and see why it probably why it wasn't the best idea to send three black people there, mm-hmm. even for a prank.
Yeah, not great in hindsight or foresight or whatever sight.
All the sights. But yeah, Phase 10 is a lot of fun. If you have not played the game, play it. It's definitely worth the buy. I got one off of Amazon for like $10, the game. And it's a lot of fun. Wes and I played all the time.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
I've known about Phase 10 pretty much my entire life. When it came to actually playing it, it was on and off. And but regardless of that, I've known about it. And I've known many people who've known about it, who've played it. And I'm sure the majority of them had no idea that the creator was one of Melanin.
I did not know that. Wait, did you bring this to me?
Actually, I believe so.
I think you told me about this guy, because at Black Wealth Crew, the Instagram page, that is one of the pages that I follow to find our POC segments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's dope that you actually came across this guy on one of the pages that I follow. So I actually thought that I found it. So no, actually, I got to give DJ Hey Cousin his flowers for giving us Kenneth Johnson.
Hey, man, we're starting out the year fresh, relevant, and in style.
We are. Speaking of style, I went on my first date in years. We'll talk about it next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Did she get to third base? Come back and find out.
It turns out I'm not 100% undesirable. I found a real live woman to eat food with.
Ooh.
In public.
Real food?
It was like this place called Creekwood Tavern. It was like American food, like a bar kind of situation.
Oh, okay. Oh, so edible. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a little sports bar kind of thing, but nicer because, you know, it was in Sandy Springs. So
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So I've been swiping on the dating apps, and I hate them. 100% hate them.
As you should.
They suck. So I swiped right on some baddies, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Swipe right on hella baddies, you feel me? So just one problem. They did not swipe right on me.
Yep, something about right, mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on Bumble, Hinge, and Facebook dating. I had Tinder a while ago, but the lore behind Tinder is it's for like hookups and stuff.
Bro, all of it's for hookups.
I mean, technically, yes, you're right. Technically, they all are.
Yeah.
But something about Tinder just felt like, oh, this is Uber hookup.
Oh, yeah. It felt the most salacious.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
So I don't have Tinder right now. I might sign up for it again. But right now, I don't have it. But I get a lot of shit for the Facebook dating one.
Well, it was just because folks didn't know it was an actual thing.
I didn't discover it until because I just started getting on my Facebook again within the last year or so for my content I need to share on as many platforms as I can.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then I saw Facebook dating. What's this? So I created like a whole ass, like a profile and stuff, thinking maybe I can find love here. So the reason for me why I thought maybe Facebook dating was the thing is because like it's connected to their Facebook profile.
Yeah.
Which kind of means, okay, they're most likely a real person. And if their profile has a bunch of photos and a bunch of memories and posts and stuff, you know, this person is real. There's a good chance that they're not going to murder you because now I know what your mom looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You can do a little recon.
Yeah, you can do exactly. Beforehand. You can do that. Now I know what your mom looks like. Well,
yeah. Same thing. You said the same thing. Yeah, which is definitely not a bad thing. I mean, there's a reason why, regardless of what dating site you use, there's like a profile of things they like and things they say and whatnot. You know what I mean? You got to do a little recon on these people to make sure they're not serial killers or whatever.
Yeah, so, and the thing is, there are a lot of serial killers out there, so you know, you do have to do your recon.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you watch nothing but true crime shit.
I mean, yes, but shut up. I don't really appreciate your judgment of anything that you just said.
No, it wasn't a judgment. It was just a statement. A true ass statement.
Statement on these nuts. How about that?
Yeah.
So I don't really use Facebook dating as much, but Hinge, for those of you who don't know, has voice prompts now. Like, people can share their voice so you can hear what it sound like. They usually are answering a dating prompt that's in the dating app, and they answer that question. And some are cringy, and others are cool. Okay, so
yeah.
I was actually thinking about pulling out my Hinge dating app and see if we can hear any cringe ones.
Yeah, bare your soul a little bit for the audience. Let's see where it
no,
goes.
No, not for me. I want to hear what everybody else is saying. Yeah. I didn't make a voice prompt.
What, oh, you didn't?
No.
I'm surprised, actually.
No, I'm not, because I was overthinking the entire thing. I was when you're trying to make one for an app, you, without even noticing it, you're trying to make yourself sound like sexier or better.
Of course.
And I could not just be me for some reason. So I was like, nah, fuck it. Fuck it. If you get my number, then you'll hear me. Hold on. Let me see if I can find one.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
The very first one I came across.
First one.
And you guys can decide if it's cringe to you. All right, I'm going to play it. Hold on a second.
The key to my heart is snacks. I am a big fan of snacks.
So the prompt was, the key to my heart is, and that was her response.
Some people will see that as actually endearing. I see it as that and funny.
I think it's dope. I like her voice, one. I do like someone who likes to eat snacks. But I'm not attracted to her.
It happens.
I'm showing DJ Hey Cousin what this person looks like.
I get it.
You get it?
I understand.
All right. Let's see if I can find another one. All right, so we have another one here. Let's see what this one sounds like. Let's just go ahead and play it.
Instead of grabbing drinks, let's go to Target. Can we do that? Or Dick's? Or maybe REI? Yeah, let's do that instead.
This video where they go to Dick's and go to drinks, which, I mean, I guess we can go look at some golfing equipment and some paintball shit. I don't, baby. I mean, we'll see.
She's 41, Hispanic Latino, has a cat. Mm-hmm. Her cat's cute. I might date her just for the cat.
For a cat date? Ooh. Yeah, hey, I'm not feeling you, but let's set our cats up. How does that sound?
So yeah, they have like Hinge voice prompts now. So if that's something that you want to check out for yourself, check it out. It is a fucking thing. Okay. So anyways, it has been forever since I've been on a first date. I usually get trapped in a relationship after saying hello to someone. That's usually how that happens.
You know, very natural.
Really natural. So when I say it's my first date in a long time, I'm saying it's my first date with someone I've never met. I've never done that before. Like meet somebody in an app and then like meet them like in the wild. I've never done that. So that was my first time. And so I'm outside, y'all. Hey.
Oh, outside in these streets. Let's see what happens.
So I went on a date with a woman. We'll call her Laura.
Laura.
Because we don't want to, you know, share too much about it. So we went to the Creekwood Tavern, like I told you guys. And so the moment I get there probably like 10 minutes before she did, which I was planning to do anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the server for a shot of Jack before, you know, my date arrived. And she took it forever to get it to me. I was so sure she was going to like deliver me that shot the moment my date got there.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, you know. By the way, I asked for a Hennessy and they didn't have that.
Oh.
So.
What did you get?
I got Jack Daniels instead. Jack Daniels. You know I would have wanted Uncle Nathan's. You already know, but
of course.
But so they didn't have Uncle Nearest, so they didn't have that. So I got Jack. So anyways, she does show up. I get my shot before she shows up, and I take that. No problem.
All right, got your pick me up.
You got my pick me up. You know what I'm saying? So she arrives, and we are both like, we weren't really hungry. I think we were both just kind of like nervous about this date. So we just ordered like one of those big ass beer battle pretzel things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That comes
with
like cheese and like mustard and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing that. And then we talked a lot, and I did order Jack and Coke. She ordered water. You know, I paid. I wasn't sure at the time who should pay, you know what I mean? Because she asked me out technically, but I don't know. It was very confusing. I didn't know what to do, but I just was ready to pay. And that's normally what I do anyway, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I don't like the fact that that's what I normally do, but it's kind of like a part of me now. Like, the check comes, I'll take it. Like, I don't know how to not do that. Like, it's so annoying. Anyways, we went back to her place.
Ooh.
We went back to her place after we ate our pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Wait, pretzels? Is that a euphemism for something? Or
No. We had the pretzels.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Go ahead.
So, we go back to her place. She lights up the fire pit, rolls a fatty, and we smoke and talk some more.
See, which is very nice. I mean, for a good number of people, that would be considered a fantastic date right there.
Yeah, it was a good date. I really hope that she did listen to this podcast, but I don't think she does. I'm not feeling her in a romantic way, mm-hmm. but she also made it known that she's still dating. She's not looking to jump into something quickly because her last relationship, you know, some stuff happened or whatever.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. I was like, I don't know. I know what I want, but I don't know if what I want is actually out there. So I'm dating to figure out the closest thing to what I want. You know what I mean? Like,
if that makes
any sense.
Yeah. You set out for what you want and you make some compromises along the way in the hopes of sort of meeting in the middle.
Let me ask you a question. As a heterosexual male who is a millennial, let's say that, well, you're dating, aren't you? I don't even know what you're doing.
More or less, yeah.
All right, so let's say you ask somebody out on a date, all right? Let's say that she asks you out on a date, mm-hmm. okay? You get to the date, you eat, you have a good time, you're feeling like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool, but you're not really feeling her in the romantic sense. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that yourself? How do you let her know, or do you just ghost her? Like, what do you do?
Well, within the confines of how your date played out, it would have played out pretty much the same way. I still would have went over there. We still would have chatted it up, lit one up, you know what I'm saying, chilled out. Would have dipped. If she would have offered some booty, 60-40, I would have took it. You know what I'm saying?
60-40.
I would let it sort of see where it would go from there to see if that initial feeling was not wrong, but more so just a little too early to account for.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So, you know, this that whole like instant spark thing isn't necessarily like,
that's true.
One for one. It takes a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's
well, for me with this particular date,
I was about to say, my bad for cutting you off. When I say minute, I really mean like, you know, just hanging out at least more than once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that could be just some lengthy conversations on the phone, FaceTime type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just to get a real feel for the person. And then, like, all right, you know what? Based off of the criteria I was able to ascertain about the person, you know, I don't think this is going to work. You know, and, I mean, for West Lore, I dated someone briefly, for a couple of months last year. And, you know, it didn't really work out. We was very upfront about it. Like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like you, Wes.
This is what I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I want to see where this goes. Like, okay, well, let's see. Let's see where this goes. I don't know what the future is. I'm not going to pretend like I do. I like you. I wouldn't even be having this damn conversation with you, you know, for the sake of even considering it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, okay, let's see. And gave a little shot and didn't work out. And you know what I'm saying? Not even for the sake of being adults, but for the sake of just being reasonable people. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, wipe your hands. And be like, all right, well, you have a good life, and you know, hopefully, maybe we'll circle back around to each other, maybe, and you know, we'll let life play out the way it's going to play out, you know. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know. Like you saying you're not attracted to old girl you just saw, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. At all.
It's not that. I just see her. I see us more as friends. I just don't. I don't see any romance there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I'm not attracted to her. She's a beautiful woman, but I think she's funny as fuck. One, I think she's really funny. Yeah. And I would be so down to be friends with her, but who wants to hear that? I'm not even sure if she's down with that or not, but that's kind of where I am. Wonderful woman, once again. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling anything there.
Yeah. Do you think that might have not been the case if you had different expectations walking in to the situation?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really do see her as a friend, and I don't know what she sees. I have not said this to her yet because we don't really know each other.
Yeah,
we do still text and stuff, but it's not a romantic thing. It's kind of like
checking up on you. What's going on?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
How are you feeling? Oh, I was sick. Oh, okay, that sucks. Fuck, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very light.
Yeah, light kind of stuff. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we have a cat update. So here's the thing. If you're new to the podcast, we were recently adopted by an all-black cat, a Bombay breed black cat. Google
sure
that.
Was.
And so we named her. We started off with Rachel, and then it became Bagheera because, honestly, I thought about Bagheera immediately because when we saw her in the rain, in the dark, howling at the wind and shit. She just
majestic as fuck.
Yeah, right. She reminded me of the Black Panther from the Jungle Book. So I was like, "Ooh, Bagheera." So, but I jokingly called her Rachel, just like to give her a generic ass white woman name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so the name became Bagheera Rachel Bartholomew, which was Wesley's input. Mm-hmm. And now we have a new name to add to it, Bucket.
Yep.
My dad wants to call the cat Bucket.
Well, that's more of a nickname. I don't think that would go within the naming sequence of the cat.
You don't think so?
The same way, like, we also call her Mama, Monkey.
Little shit. Yeah, but I call her a lot of things.
Yeah, we're
Hey you.
We're shopping around a lot of names.
Kitten.
For this cat right now. All right. We'll even take some suggestions if you want. You know what I'm saying? throw them in there. Throw them in the pot. We'll see what happens. You know, but she's adorable. And I don't think she's going anywhere, bro.
I don't think so either. She has been staying inside the house with us a lot longer. She's in the house now. I have no idea. She's asleep somewhere.
She sleeps somewhere.
Sleep somewhere. No idea. But she is a gorgeous, gorgeous cat. Talks way too fucking much.
Oh, my God. Yapper. She's a yapper.
Oh, my God. Just meows, meows. And she loves to meow when everybody's asleep. That's her favorite time is when it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she wants to meow.
When everything's cool and folks is napping and shit. Folks is working diligently on shit. Mm-hmm. Meow.
I'm actually low-key surprised she's not in here meowing now.
I'm very surprised she ain't this. I'm very surprised.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the new year has arrived, but some people aren't as excited about the new year. Next up on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I am ready to take on the madness of 2025. I survived the last 2 years, so this year I want to live, damn it. I don't want to just survive. And I found a fun way to shit on the last 2 years that I wrote up a script, okay? And so I had ChatGPT assist me in this, and I did make sure that I added a lot of myself into it. ChatGPT was pretty much the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the framework?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the draft,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. And then I took that script and I just went ham. And believe you me, you'll know me when you hear it. So they named it the new year 2025, Surviving the Madness. DJ Hey Cousin, will you bring us in?
Scene opens. A living room decked out for New Year's. A group of friends, including Jess, Marcus, and Lena, sit on the couch nursing mugs of spiked hot cocoa. Confetti is scattered everywhere as if the room gave up halfway through a party. The clock reads 12:05 a.m.
Well, we made it. 2025, barely.
Yeah, but at what cost? All right, my therapist's Porsche payments are covered through 2030, thanks to me.
Seriously, 2023 was just a warm-up for 2024. Here's a little chaos appetizer before the full buffet of doom. Remember that whole OceanGate incident? Turns out, if you're a bunch of rich folks, maybe pay a little extra to navigate your million-dollar sub with something other than a $30 Logitech wireless game controller with 3D-printed thumbstick extensions. Like, don't be so cheap. Yeah, paying $250,000 to implode is nasty work. Hey, y'all remember all the UFO sightings? Like, every week, a new alien showed up like,
"Hey, yo, this is Earth? This Earth? Yo, where your trees at? All I see are expensive-ass empty houses. Bruh, fuck this. Let's go check out Jupiter, bruh. I heard they have, like, complimentary cocktails upon arrival."
Party City is closing down all over the country. That was my safe space as a kid. Where else am I supposed to find a Viking helmet, a shit ton of candy, and a glitter cannon on short notice?
Don't forget the great helium shortage of 2024. Balloons were sagging like my grandmama's titties. What about Cat Williams spilling piping hot tea? Diddy's baby oil? Drake doing everything he can to destroy hip-hop? J. Cole hiding in a corner in a fetal position?
And now AI is taking over pretty much everything. Hell, even the words coming from my mouth had AI assistance.
Hey. Stick to the script, okay? ChatGPT and I worked really hard on it. All right, DJ Hey Cousin, I want you to go ahead and take it as Marcus. Take it from AI is taking over everything. Go ahead.
And now AI is protecting over pretty much everything. Guys, remember when we saw Jake Paul commit elder abuse in the middle of a boxing ring on Netflix?
No, you know damn well Netflix failed us all that night. Only thing I remember is Mike Tyson's cheeks being out. It's the only thing I could see without Netflix buffering. But at least Deadpool 3 came out. And now, here we are, trying to celebrate like we just didn't survive 2 years of global gaslighting. Cybertrucks, they're becoming more popular. You know what? Cheers to us. I guess.
Yeah, right? Cheers. Here's to being the cockroaches of the human race. We just don't die.
I'm gonna put that on a shirt.
They all laugh, the tension breaking for the first time in a while. Marcus looks at the window, where he sees a UFO hovering briefly before zooming away. Did anyone else see that?
Nope. Not tonight. 2025 just started, and I'm clocked out.
They all agree silently, sipping their drinks. Happy New Year, humanity. Let's try not to break anything else.
What a wonderful script. Wasn't that wonderful?
It was nice.
Did you learn anything?
Absolutely not.
I learned a few things. 2023 and 2024 weren't the best, especially for me personally. I don't want to go all the way into it. I can just list a couple of personal things. One, my mom died in 2023, so 2023 can suck it. My cat died in 2024. 2024 can suck it. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. But then in 2024, I also got a kind of a new cat, I guess, in a way. And she does not replace Samantha Heroin Jones. That was her full name, in case those of you didn't know that. She does not replace Sammy at all. I loved that cat. Love that cat. And I miss her. But Bagheera and Sammy are very different cats. Mm-hmm. Very different cats. Mm-hmm. But I am very glad that she's allowing us to get to know her, because I love her.
Yeah.
She's a cute
great.
Little thing.
She's great. As someone who's even less experienced with cats than you, mm-hmm. This has very much been a tantalizing experience.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, she is the softest black pussy I've ever touched. Okay, remember Play-Doh?
Second for me, but yeah, I do remember Play-Doh.
I didn't think you were going to respond to that. I thought I got it fast enough. So anyways, Play-Doh. They had those Play-Doh kitchens that you can make food with. Remember those?
Classic.
Oh,
of course.
Fucking classics.
So many intrusive thoughts about eating those.
Oh, my God, right? Being a 90s kid was fire. Mm-hmm. By the way, Play-Doh is kind of salty. Anyway, yep. Moving on. There is now an adult version of that kind of fake meat we can eat. Yep. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Get your fake ketchup.
Yeah, no. Check, check, 1, 2.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Your penis is small. Okay, moving on.
It was 3D printed.
You know, it's funny that you bring up 3D printing. How's that for a fucking segue?
You're welcome.
You like that transition right there?
You came in with the dunk. All right.
Ooh. So, you know when you were a kid, you made like mud pies?
I mean, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever eat one?
No.
Me neither. That's like a white thing, I feel like. I never actually ate one, but I certainly made them, and I did try to serve them. I ain't gonna hold you.
Serve a mud pie. Pick it up.
I don't even know if kids know what mud is anymore these days. Well, now we have mud pies, quotations here.
Quotations.
That we can eat, in a way.
So what is it, like a pastry?
No. It is 3D printed meat.
Oh, we're back here. Okay, yeah. Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, there we go. That's why I said, ooh, now that you mentioned 3D printing, that's the whole thing.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, so this is weird. There's been many iterations, not many, but there's been enough to say many iterations of this. They've been trying to master this whole technique for the sake of resource management. And it's never not weird every time I hear about it. Every single time. I mean, I'm already weirded out by like the impossible meat type shit, whatever that's called.
Oh, impossible meat? It's like plant-based shit.
Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
vegan bullshit.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of suspicious things about that stuff. So, I mean, I still don't know the ins and outs fully of this stuff. I wish we would like do some Star Trek shit where, You just throw a cow in there and it just
what?
You just throw a cow in the machine and it just does the rest. Like,
I kind of would just rather it be like the Oroville where you just like ask for something and it pops up.
Well yeah, that kind of like that, but I guess a little bit messier, I guess. I just want to know that.
Why,
like,
are you bringing a live cow into this?
Because I don't trust molecular manifestation yet. I don't trust like that technology yet. I want some real meat before we
start manifesting it. 3D print meat is about to become a thing.
I'm down with that. As long as the source is died from natural causes or an axe, doesn't matter.
By an axe. Okay, here's my thing, dude. 3D meat, 3D printed meat is a thing now.
Can we not say 3D meat? Can we say the whole term, please?
I've corrected myself. 3D printed meat. 3D meat. 3D printed meat is a thing now. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is pretty much like a culinary equivalent of like a sci-fi movie plot where cows team up with robots and overthrow humanity, but like without the rebellion part, right? Mm-hmm. And so it, picture like this, listeners. Picture a futuristic printer, but instead of paper, it squirts out layers of plant-based goo, like the Play-Doh factory with ambitions to become a steakhouse in a way. So scientists claim that it's sustainable, cruelty-free, and customizable. But who doesn't want a burger that's shaped like their favorite emoji? You know what I mean?
Of course. And, you know, my thing from a technological standpoint, like, this is, there are steps that lead to that Star Trek world that we've envisioned all those years ago. Like, they didn't say what the building blocks to that stuff was. It was shit like this. It was weird ass in between inventions, like 3D meat.
I mean, dude, they have like 3D print houses now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's it's like, it does not surprise me that they're creating 3D shit that we can eat. And here's my thing, dude, because there are so many places in the world that are just going through it. They're going through hunger. They're going through, you know, thirst, dehydration. They're going through all these things that we've seen on the Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Dysentery, all of
that. Yeah, dysentery, mm-hmm. All of that. Anyways, weird joke. But anyways, 3D meat could be the thing that can save lives. Do I want 3D meat? No. I want to slit a cow's throat like everybody else.
I mean, I don't even know if a starving kid in Cambodia would want this meat. I mean, maybe. I mean, we'll see. Is it seasoned well? That's really the question we should be asking. Is it shit seasoned well?
If the cook is black, yes. Say that again?
Is it a good muscle-to-fat ratio?
If the cook is black, it's going to be seasoned well, yes. Oh, my God. That's a very simple response and answer to your question. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We'll take it. We'll take it.
My thing is, it's just like, is 3D meat, 3D printed meat, something that you would try?
Yes, but I'd rather not know about it until after I've already started it.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's for me. No. You know what? I'm lying. If it was for like a YouTube video or something, I would probably put that inside my throat. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, that's a decent I'll try that. I mean, come on now. That goes without saying.
It is a decent I'll try that. By the way, speaking of I'll try that, if you have not checked out my professionally silly YouTube channel, you might want to, you know, fix that mistake, because I be getting down, I be getting silly, and I be having a good time over there. So check us out, professionally silly channel on YouTube and Paranormal Blacktivity channel as well. All that can be found in the show notes down below. I have a cool question for you. Ever thought about dipping your nuggets in glaze?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's talk about it next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Yep, like immediately. Mm-hmm. No questions?
Nope.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, two amazing fast food places might be working together in cahoots, if you will, to bring us something amazing. Well, actually, when I say amazing, I should have said it with quotes. Amazing.
There we go.
With
Thank
quotes.
You.
Yeah, Thank I should have. Yeah. So this is coming from the @MouthAttack Instagram page. So here's the thing, guys. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme could be coming together to create a glazed donut dipping sauce for McNuggets. Now, I know that sounds amazing and terrible at the same time. I don't know where I stand with that, but here's the one thing, DJ Hey Cousin, I can tell you, my friend, is that I love the sweet and salty like flavor combo.
Of course.
I love that.
And here's the thing. This isn't even like an unfathomable thought. You could easily just get a glaze packet from a dipping little thing from Pizza Hut, mm-hmm. and get the nuggets and do it like that. Mm-hmm. They're just taking out the middleman, which I can appreciate. I'm sure they'll probably add some extra little seasonings to make it taste good with the chicken and shit.
I see that.
But I mean, this is not a confounded idea. I'm sure. Some high folks have done this. I'm surprised I haven't done this already, quite frankly.
You know what? Now that you say it, me too. Here's my thing, dude. Like, there are so many different ways to enjoy that sweet, salty complex. Like, there are some people, and honestly, I didn't even learn about what I'm about to tell you about until like maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But there are people who dip their French fries in like milkshakes and shit.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just learned about that.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was weird as fuck until I tried it. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's great that contrast. But here's the thing. People have been doing that for fucking ever.
That's true.
I mean, before Wendy's, Wendy's made it popular. But I remember old folks with just whatever fry and milkshake they can gather up, dipping and eating, dipping and saucing it up. You know what I mean?
I mean, here's my thing, my friend. You remember at one point there was I don't know where it was. I want to say it was KFC, but in select locations where you can get a chicken sandwich between two donuts.
Oh, so yeah, maybe. I remember that gluttonous idea that they probably got from the Boondocks. The fucking, what was it, the Elvis? Well, it was some weird, the James Brown, it was something like that. But, yeah, dude, I mean, bro, there are so many crazy meals out here. I am completely willing to try this nugget with this sauce, but just know there better be a blanket nearby or something. That's all I got. Some you've heard that
fucking SoundCloud rapper,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
all right. So, imagine the sweet, iconic flavor of Krispy Kreme's original glazed donut turned into a dipping sauce. Just sounds too good to be true, right? Well, a few years ago, Krispy Kreme in Australia teased such a concept as part of an April Fool's Day prank, but with the brand's recent partnership with McDonald's. Could this dream dip become a reality? That's my question. So, while Krispy Kreme hasn't officially introduced an original glazed sauce, the idea doesn't seem far-fetched, DJ Hey Cousin and listeners, as Krispy Kreme donuts are now rolling out like nationwide at McDonald's locations, by the way, in case people aren't aware of that. The timing for a collaboration, it just could not come at a better time. So yeah. Although it's hard to imagine how like Krispy Kreme glaze might actually pair with like chicken nuggets, it could shine on like dessert style offerings when you think about it.
I have no problem putting that on top of my McFlurry.
I see that.
On dipping with the cookies, using the cookies on it.
I can see that. But not nuggets?
I mean, yeah, the nuggets, of course. But I can already see somebody ODing and, like, being in a car and pouring the glaze on their Big Mac or some crazy like that.
That is fucking insane.
I can already see that and them getting diabetes in real time.
I'm going to be real with you. Like, I enjoyed the Big Mac. But my favorite burger at McDonald's, like, when I was growing up, was the Quarter Pounder.
Yeah.
But if you can get, like, the Quarter Pounder with Big Mac sauce, you are kicking so much ass orally.
I believe there was... Like that, there was a certain name for that on the secret menu.
Oh,
back
is there?
In the day. Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
Oh my God. If anybody listening to that on Spotify currently knows what that is, put that in the comment section below or just go ahead and DM me at It's Pro Silly on Instagram because I am curious what that could be called. I refuse to Google it when I have you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. And McDonald's, bring back the spicy nuggets. Damn.
They're gone?
They've been gone.
Oh, well, yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Wendy's.
You think of Wendy's?
I'm thinking about Wendy's. I'm thinking about
Wendy's. McDonald's had spicy nuggets for like a brief time. They brought them back again, and then that was it. And that was like 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I guess if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's dating's tough out there.
Yeah.
Dating is tough out there.
It's not shooting fish in a barrel. It's shooting fish with a BB gun in
the ocean,
the Arctic.
In the Arctic. Oh shit! Actually, there's a lot of fish in the Arctic.
Yeah, but a BB gun ain't gonna do it.
That's true. And the ice is pretty
thick. Polar bears
and
shit, and penguins trying to fuck you and shit.
You're right. Penguins fuck you up. The seals checking your shit. Okay,
yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah.
Professionally silly life rules. Dating is tough out there. Shout out to the listeners. Welcome to the 2025 listeners. What's up, y'all?
What's up? Welcome. Sit down. Take your shoes off. They're dirty. Come on now.
Yeah, no, seriously. This is my home. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but even though it's a new year, I still love the ears that are attached to them. And I appreciate every last one of you. Thank you so much for joining in on the silly throughout the year 2024. And I'm hoping that you guys continue to stay for the year 2025. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on the platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I guess they're the gods of podcasts.
Yes, the lords of the podcasts.
The lords of the podcast. This is your first time listening. Come on back in and join in on the silly. And you can binge all of the episodes that you haven't heard yet because they do stand the pass of time. I know that it's 2025, but the shit I did back in 2018, still funny. Audio quality a little different, but still funny.
Still, yeah, still hit. It's still
funny. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the Instagram podcast at It's Pro Silly. Instagram podcast? Yeah. Check out the Instagram for the podcast. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
At It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. And, of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Listener submissions, we haven't had many of those, but send those in. 2025, I really would love to hear from you guys. And if we get enough of those, we can make those mini-sodes. So make sure you guys go ahead and do that. We can feature you. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I will probably be changing the email soon. I haven't decided yet, but I will let you guys know. Or you guys can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If you would like to be anonymous, make sure you do let me know when you contact me. That way I know how to edit that episode for the future. All right, guys? Also, if you guys are interested in me advertising your business or your content, email me as well. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and text my Google Voice number, as I said before, 805-664-1828. So check out the show notes for more bonus info. My social media stuff is down there. DJ Hey Cousin has his shit down there.
Dang Skippy.
Hey, I love a good dang Skippy, my brother. I do. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram. I don't really use Twitter anymore. It's called X now, but honestly, I don't really tweet anymore. Do you?
Occasionally. Just, like, you know, it's the rare. Same way. The majority of people use Twitter as just like a venting machine.
Yeah, because no one's reading it. That's probably why.
Exactly. Yeah, they tweet for like 10 minutes and then they just leave. Never.
I feel like X is more now. It's just like hardcore porn and like assholes. Hey, man, and when I say assholes, that's not really a part of the porn. That's just like assholes.
Well, you know, they removed a good bit of the porn off.
No, it's still there.
And
tons of it.
There's been like this weird little revolt on Twitter when it comes to the MAGA folks. Elon said something and then they lashed out at him, and now they're having like a little squabble amongst themselves in which he's blocking all of them. So it's kind of like he's kind of like nuking the space back.
He's
to
ruining
hell.
His own platform.
Yeah, you know how you nuke the space but then like it heals over time. That's kind of what's happening now.
Like, I gotta tell you, man, Twitter has sucked long before Elon Musk took it over. But ever since he did, it definitely doubly sucks.
Yeah.
I actually probably use Threads more than I do X.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even use Threads that much. Like, I can count on one hand how many times I use Threads in 2024.
Oh, shit.
Like, I one can't. Hand. That's still more than I did X.
Yeah.
Dang, make sure you guys check out my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, and my second channel, Paranormal Black Activity. So, DJ Hey Cousin and I... do have it in the works. We have two locations that we're going to film in, and he has not been a part of any Paranormal Blacktivity content yet. I said yet.
Okay.
I said yeah. We said yeah at the same time.
You owe me a soda?
Oh, fuck, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No.
Jinx, you owe me soda. No, that's the
you gotta knock.
That's some new shit. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's new shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You knock.
It was just Jinx, and then you owe soda. That's extra shit you just added.
I still win. All right, so. All that information can be found in the show notes along with my cameos. If you want a video, personal video message for you or a friend, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. My P.O. Box is down in the show notes as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. All right. Well, once again, I'm your audible boom thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And who are you? I'm sorry.
Earl.
Thanks. Your audible side piece, Earl. Thank you so much for listening to the thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And DJ Hey Cousin and I will leave you with this. Lawyers hope you get sued. Doctors hope you get sick. Cops hope you're a criminal. Mechanics, well, they hope that you have car trouble, but only a thief wishes prosperity for you. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Should I even do the proxy?
No.
All right, no, we'll just stop that in 2024.
Go ahead, you do it. Yeah.
Next week, everybody. Mm-hmm. Should I just do it in English?
I mean, yeah. That'd be,
Spanish?
You know, I mean, you can switch back and forth, actually, if you want.
Próxima week. Okay, bye.